The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was 4 years old, my uncle had a convertible Jaguar. You know what a Jaguar, right? It was a really cool car. It was silver. You know, of course, it was convertible. The top came down. He used to have one of these sort of beige, like, driving caps. And he used to put it on me and drive me around just to pick up women, I think. Because it's always cute to have a kid in the car with you. Well, I couldn't really appreciate the wonders of this beautiful driving machine. But one day I was visiting my grandparents' home, and Uncle Tom took me out in the car, sat me in his lap, and let me drive. This was before certain safety regulations, but still a very bad idea. We drove down the alley and around the block, and as a tiny child, I was thrilled to be able to do such a grown-up thing. Now, of course, Uncle Tom was pushing the pedals and discreetly steering with his fingers, but it was still a joy for me to share in that experience. Today's gospel is similarly about sharing in such an enterprise. Not driving a car, but taking care of goods. The steward, who is reported to the rich man, was allowed to share in the goods of the master. He was responsible for the other man's wealth. And because he was wasting it, he was about to lose everything. In the end, as he faces his inevitable termination, he begins to get to work more seriously. And he ends up recovering at least a good portion of what was owed to the master. In this short amount of time, the steward makes good use of the time and resources that he has, and he wins the esteem of his peers as well as of his master. Now, Jesus is not commending dishonesty in this parable. It may seem that way, but he is not commending dishonesty. This is a story meant to teach us something. He is painting a picture of what our time here on earth looks like. We are the stewards. God is the rich man with whose goods we are entrusted. And this is at the heart of what we mean by stewardship. We don't own anything. We are merely caretakers for God. The time between the report of the steward's dishonesty and his termination is, in fact, our lives. The time we have to make use of the goods with which we have been entrusted. We know that our time will be up one day. We don't know that day, but we know that no one gets out of this alive. As stewards, we are actually blessed. Blessed to share a ministry of care alongside of God. Just as I felt special in sharing in the act of driving Uncle Tom's car, so we are special for having been called to share in the work of the Lord. God has given each of us our many blessings so that we use them to do good for others, not squander them until they are gone. In the end, we will have to account for these blessings too. What are we doing with them? Regardless of whether we see ourselves as richly blessed or modestly, we do have something to offer the world, all of us. And this is precisely because those gifts, big and small, have been given by God. Even better, they belong to God, and we are merely caretakers. If we can show ourselves faithful in small matters, we know that we can be so in greater ones. If we can be trusted to do good with worldly wealth, then we will surely be blessed with true wealth. If we can be faithful with what belongs to God, then we will certainly be given what is truly ours, the glory of Christ's life in heaven. The prophet Amos today in our first reading condemns those who make religious observance only to return to dishonest and evil practices. For those wicked people, recognizing and celebrating their faith is an interruption in their otherwise dishonest life. This cannot be our life. We cannot make it to church to get it over with in order to see the Ravens play. Sorry. It cannot be that way. We who gather to celebrate our faith here and to be nourished by the Eucharist cannot leave this place as if we never met Jesus here. Here we are entrusted with real wealth, the riches of our faith. This is not a gift to be hidden or hoarded, let alone be squandered. Rather, it is meant to affect everything we do. What we wear, how we spend our money, how we speak to others. If it does not have an effect in our lives, we are no better than the steward who squanders his master's property. And our master is God. So let us pray together that we show ourselves worthy of this trust that God has in us. As he blesses us, let us bless one another. For those of us here who are called to be catechists in our parish, we are called to take this great treasure of our faith and to share it generously with our young people and with each other. This is why we are gathered together as a parish, to be a blessing to the younger ones eager to learn about and know Christ, to be a blessing to the poor and needy in our own neighborhoods, to share the Lord's goodness through the sacraments with all who join us in worship. Jesus offers us a choice today. Either we serve God or we don't. There is no middle. We are gifted to share this wonderful work that God began when he created the world, the work that Jesus accomplishes through his suffering, death, and resurrection, the work that the church is called to do today and every day. What a joy to be able to share in that experience.